call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
Hello, this is Lady Z, a violinist. I'm coming to you because I want to encourage you to get your copy of Elevate. It's available on Apple Music and iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So if you're listening to this on your computer or your cell phone, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get your copy of this song, this show's theme song, by just going to Apple Music, Amazon, or Google Play and get it today. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. The Shiny Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music and learn the secrets to music and technological success. Please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and on all social networks at Lady Z. And I am super excited today because I have such a phenomenal woman as my guest. This woman is the founder and CEO of Connected Women of Influence, founder and director of Sue Talks, successful women, successful, unstoppable women, empowered to change the face of business. She is the founder of Women Lead Radio, Women Lead Publishing, and has impacted literally thousands of women, I would say nationwide now.
I like that.
Yeah, and Connected Women of Influence is just a phenomenal organization, and I would like to present to some and introduce to others no other than Michelle Berquist. How are you today?
Well, thank you, Z. I'm good. In light of everything going on in the world, right?
Right. It has been truly crazy with this whole COVID-19 coronavirus and everything that's going on. So before we go into how CWI is pivoting during these times, I wanted to know what inspired you to start Connected Women of Influence?
Oh, I love that. There's always a story there, right?
Right.
No, the story, and the funny part is I want to give our association just a quick little like, woohoo. As of this month in July, we're celebrating our 12-year anniversary. So we've been around 12 years, started in 2008. And you know why we started CWI? It was myself and three other colleagues and friends of mine that were the original co-founders. But for me at the time, you know, 2008 was such a different monstrosity, right? With the economy going into a deep dive and the housing market and everything. And I was at that time traveling and speaking at different organizations and, you know, doing consulting, because that's what I did. And what I was really craving, Dee, was conversation with other women that was kind of like beyond the travel side. Like, whoever loves to travel, it's great, but it is probably one of the loneliest businesses in the world, in my mind, except when you're a rock star on stage and you're doing what you do. So I remember just kind of thinking to myself, you know, gosh, I really, you know, let's get some, you know, some of my friends together and let's just converse. So we were doing that over dinner and, of course, a little bit of wine. And I just remember the conversations were so rich. It was like one of the gals at the table was talking about, you know, some of the challenges she was having with her employees. And another woman was saying, oh, my gosh, you know, we got an offer on the company and I'm trying to decide if I sell it or do I keep it. And somebody else was saying, oh, I got this big client, you know, and it's like they're kind of taking me to, all these really rich things. And I remember saying to my friends, I said, gosh, you guys, I go, this is such great conversation. I go, why can't we do this more often? And I remember Jamie at the time saying, I don't know, Michelle, why isn't there something like this where we can do this more often? And bing, you know, like all of a sudden you get that light bulb. And that's really where CWI had its spark, was to be able to bring women together, to have these women who are in business and who are in industry and are founders and leaders and you know, leading people or projects at the time, to bring women like that together to have these great conversations about how we all navigate, you know, what we do as a leader. And it became Connected Women of Influence. And, you know, oh my gosh, I mean, it's been a ride, and I think I blinked and now we're at 12 years. So that's how we started it. Just from sheer craving of conversation with other fabulous women.
That's awesome. So when you were telling the story, which is just phenomenal, CWI has been such a blessing for so many women, including myself. How has networking within the organization borne fruit? Can you share any scenarios of some phenomenal things happening?
Yeah, I mean, I wish there was a lot more of it. You know, I have to say in the beginning, I don't think we really knew what we were. We just knew we put a band together, so to speak, right? And then you start to figure things out. But at the core and the foundation of why we started Connected Women of Influence and that networking part you're talking about, like literally we try not to even use the word networking. You know, networking today is such, in some cases, a really bad connotation. But what we do like, and what I've seen members find value with, is that, you know, we bring interesting and fabulous women, and it doesn't mean just from a revenue standpoint. It means from diversity of businesses and industries and trying to learn from each other. So while, you know, our goal is to connect women, our goal is for them to cultivate, you know, those wonderful relationships. I mean, an example I always love to use is that, you know, men have this, and not that women don't, but men go build relationships on the golf course, right? They do their foursomes, they do their 18 holes, they go out, they're, you know, shooting golf balls and doing their thing. And women don't really do that, you know, and women roll differently. So for us, it was about how do women cultivate those wonderful relationships? And,
right,
you know, it takes time. So I will say the members, you know, that I see gain and give the most value are the ones that have been in CWI a while, right? It takes a while to build those relationships. But what I love that we've seen is that our members collaborate with each other, not necessarily just on like an event, which we've seen that, you know, members will collaborate and team up, right, to kind of be the resources for each other with similar clients. Or we've had members do, you know, collaborative workshops together. What I love is that, you know, and this is even for me and leading CWI, is I can't do it by myself. It takes a team. It takes dedicated people. And for CWI, I feel like we are a perfect example of members that I've aligned with in taking CWI to next levels. Like Sue Talks is not just CWI. SueTalks has four other partners that make it what it is. It wasn't me. It was an idea that came from myself and Deanna Potter, who was a member at the time, and we were talking about unique ways to do something different in CWI. And so we formed that. We formed a publishing division, and I partnered with two other members. And, you know, I see members that are starting to look at joint ventures. I see members that are, you know, revenue sharing with each other and bringing each other opportunity, and other members that are looking for ways to do that. So that at the end of the day, and to me, it's not about networking. It's about finding value through other fabulous people. And a common trait is that we're about business and industry. So we're looking for ambitious and, you know, ambitious women that really want to support one another, but are looking to flourish and grow.
That's awesome. And, you know, you're right. I need to take networking out of my vocabulary and say relationship building, because that's really at the core what is so important. And I think one of the things that's just so beautiful about CWI is that it's been a phenomenal place where I've seen so many great relationships grow and flourish. And we definitely need positive relationships in these times.
Well, and you've been a part of that. You know, I mean, I thank you for your, you know, partnership of CWI with helping us, you know, with SEO and search engine optimization. I mean, I realized a long time ago, I don't need to have all the answers. I know stuff, but not everything. And, you know, building our professional community is with women who truly not only want to get, but they'll give. And I think that's a wonderful bridge. And that's part of what we look for, because not every woman, you know, really would work well and be a good fit in CWI, which is why we look for women like you. You know, you serve and the tenfold comes back to you when you're focused on others, as well as finding value yourself. It's a win. It's a triple win.
Yeah, I have to agree. You know, when I think about, you know, how I got involved with CWI, and I don't even remember. Oh, I know how I got invited. I got invited by Eva.
Yeah, Eva's she's our horse, man. She brings them in. I love Eva.
Eva, she brought me into the fold, and it's been an awesome journey. So I want to know what trends do you see happening right now in the business world, and how is CWI rising to meet those changes in the marketplace?
You know what's funny is if you would have asked me that 4 months ago, I would have been like, I got a few things, you know, that are kind of like trending. Now it's like the answer to that question is like everything's different. I mean, it really, I get goosebumps and a little concerned when you ask me that question, because, you know, since for us March 13th, when we were a week out, you know, for this year 2020, the year that wasn't, is what I'm calling it, but it was it was almost devastating. You know, we got the announcement that came out by the governor's office in California. No events that are over 250 can meet. I mean, bam, we're done. You know, we were getting ready to do two big events. And what I do know is that, you know, we rallied. I talked to a few members, a few of our sponsors, and of course our dedicated team. And we said, okay, you know, what do? We need to shift. We need to communicate. We need to let people know. I mean, because we were done as far as events go. And that was a huge deal for us because we're very event heavy. I mean, our members met in person throughout Southern California. So literally the week after, and, you know, thankfully we were very comfortable with Zoom as a online platform, and we used it for our webinars and some of our other online learning programs. So it was a quick shift, but we had to really scramble because I didn't want it to be like some of my colleagues in the association industry. They're still trying to figure out how to host a virtual event. I mean, we went the following week and said, we have to be visible. We need to keep our members engaged. It's like things are changing, you know, business owners are losing revenue. It's like, let's talk about these things. So I know from a technology standpoint, Zoom has been incredible for us. But I think on the other side, you know, being able to shift and pivot that quickly. And now over the months, we do three different meetings on Zoom. I know people are sick of it, but there's a way to do it. We've learned how to, you know, get people to converse on Zoom. We do our inner circle groups on Zoom. I mean, Zoom, if Zoom went away, I don't know what we'd do right now. But until we can meet in person with events, and then the other big thing that we had to really think about is that we still want to do events, and there's all this, you know, conversation and by people bringing on online events, you know, on Zoom or wherever. And so we had to look at, for our Sue Talks, we had to figure out a way, number one, will we be able to meet in person? So we're in July now, and we still aren't able, other than very low numbers, to be social distance safe. We're doing a live event, but what has been awesome out of this is that with technology and a good team, right, good supplier team, is our audiovisual company and videography company are taking us to a simulcast and a live broadcast option. So now it doesn't, I mean, we've been in Southern California, but, you know, the kind of like shiny side for us, or the lemonade side of the lemon, is that we went national. You know, we're meeting women in different states now. And then our Sue Talks for our big events, you know, whether COVID is here or not, or some other thing that happens that doesn't allow us to meet in person, we've got capabilities to be able to simulcast and broadcast our events as if they were a live event. And they are a live event, but now we can reach bigger numbers. So that part's been awesome.
That's phenomenal. So I have been a Sue Talker. So Sue Talker.
And you were an awesome one as well. I'm applauding for you.
Thank you. It was an awesome experience. And I definitely encourage anyone who is listening to this to make sure that you register to check out Sue Talks. You will walk away inspired and motivated. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure I add a link to ladyz.com so you can check out that information there. Now, I want to ask you, working, leading, taking a professional association to the next level is an all-consuming endeavor. I want to give you an opportunity to share with my listeners why they should consider joining CWI or just any professional association in general. I think, you know, I've been hearing a lot of people talk about entrepreneurship. People are having challenges procuring employment. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing some people are looking to, you know, take their business or to the next level or start a business. So I wanted to hear from you and in your own words, what is the benefit of a professional association and specifically CWI?
Dang, that's a loaded question there, Lady Z. I think I'm going to answer it in this way. Like, I could tell you what I think as to why CWI is a good fit for some women, not every woman, right?
Right.
Because we're invitation only. So we're casting a wide net, but I think the reason you might want to think about Connected Women of Influence, I think everybody is woman or men, right? I mean, let's talk about it. Every professional is looking for maybe that place where they feel a sense of belonging and there's going to be value that's attached to that, if I can put it that way. So Connected Women of Influence for us, while there's a ton of other women's groups, I think we've been around long enough, and this is not an ego thing. It's the idea that we need to be a good fit for our members, and our members need to be a good fit with us. And so our business model is one that, you know, we want to get to know somebody and know who they are. And, you know, I think for women, just randomly joining things or going networking, you know, we're finding, it used to work in the 90s, but just, you know, kind of popping in and popping out and not really looking to build relationships with people doesn't work, right? So what we find with the members and where CWI has the most value is when we find a female leader that is craving conversation with other women. You know, we don't all know it all. We all are expected to, you know, be fired up and on, and, you know, we've got our game on all the time. And I think CWI allows you to peel back the layers a bit and be authentic and be realistic with other women to say, look, I'm smart at what I do. It's like, I want to, you know, move forward. I want to advance. I want to be promoted, or I want my business to grow more. But literally, there's no one woman that's the smartest woman in the room at CWI. And that, to me, is a huge game changer, because we have coaches, we have thought leaders, we have experts, CPAs and numbers people and makers, you know, entrepreneurs who make things and do things. At the end of the day, what's interesting is that I find value in the fact that I know certain things, but I don't know everything. And I learn from other members. You know, when I feel like I've got resources to go, hey, I need a resource for blah, blah, blah. Like we were talking, you know, earlier before the podcast started, Z, and I was saying, this is what we're dealing with. And we're looking for a tool that goes with this doohickey for what we're trying to do in business. And you were like, oh, I'm on it. I'm going to go look. I think I got a resource. That, to me, is what CWI is all about. And for women that are ambitious, you know, it's okay to be ambitious. For women that want to be growth-oriented, only you can define what that is. Growth-oriented, to me, means, you know, not growing too fast and being strategic about it. Now, to other people, growth-oriented might be that, you know, they're looking to scale their business. Or for a career woman, it might be that they're looking to give back somehow because they've hit, you know, their, where they want to be in corporate America, and now they want to do something different. They might want to start a side hustle, and we have members that can help them with that. Or they've just decided, you know what, I've achieved my success, and now I want to support and give back to others. So those things are all enrobed in what our professional community is all about. I don't think, because we're always trying to up-level, that to me, at the end of the day, everything that we do and part of mostly my decisions in CWI, how we move forward is always, it's like, how will what we do benefit our members? If it doesn't benefit our members or our sponsors or our supporters, then maybe it's not what we should do. And that is what drives me every single day, to know that we're making good decisions by coming out with some of these creative initiatives.
Wow, that sounds amazing. So speaking of creative initiatives, what new initiatives do you have cooking that are going to be coming out soon?
You know, what's funny is we just, because I know, I don't think you were on the call, but we had our big announcements and brainstorming session that we typically do in person once a year in August. And so we bumped it up a little bit just because of everything going on with COVID and looking at what's our kind of rollout phase plan to start meeting in person again. But some of the big things for the next year that we're going to be doing is rolling out a couple of programs that are on, you know, we have two lanes, our small business, you know, owners, which are women who are obviously owners of enterprises or small businesses or even solopreneurs. But our Small Business Institute series is coming out, where we're going to have some really fabulous knowledge-based workshops that will be by instructors that are members and sponsors. Our members and sponsors will be paid because we're going to do a revenue share with them. We've also got our Leader Insights and our Women Lead Institute that are being rolled out. I mean, we have so much talent and knowledge in our association. I think, you know, what we were looking at for probably the last 6 months is how can we bottle this and give it, you know, good traction and give it arms and legs and make it magical, you know, to educate and provide knowledge to other women leaders. So that's exciting. The two big things that were kind of like on our docket is that with Sue Talks, these have been amazing. This is our sixth year doing it, but we've always said in CWI that we want to have a way to give back. So two programs that are starting. One, we just formed a nonprofit. And we got our 501c3 status in a couple of months, which was very unusual. And we're quite happy with our new nonprofit called Sue Rising. And Sue Rising is literally to take Sue Talks to schools. So we're going to take Sue Talks to schools that will be competitions for young girls to find their voice and communicate and, you know, be led and coached by someone who can guide them to give, you know, a 6 minute or 5 minute, you know, Sue Talks Rising talk, and it will be amazing. So that's in the works, along with our CWI Women Lead Mentoring Program. We've been doing a pilot program with Cal State Fullerton and their Titan Women Collective, where our members who are executives and leaders and owners have given their time and volunteered to be a mentor for some of these, I call them young girls now because I'm way over college age, but for these young girls that are coming out of college and university at Cal State Fullerton. And it's been incredible that we're matching our members with these young women who just are getting a really great direct link as a mentor to the business community that they wouldn't have had before. And I know we're just starting to kind of like figure out what that program will be, but those are some of the big ones that we're doing, and members were excited about it when we brought it up Tuesday night.
That's amazing. That's awesome. You know, mentorship is so important, especially in, you know, the dynamicism that you experience in the business world. So this is awesome. There's so many things I wish I would have known when I started out my career.
Oh my gosh, me too, right? Choices. Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest thing, and I know you're, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's like, you know, it's that access. And for whatever reason, young men, you know, I keep going back to golf because can I tell a story that was
something
I thought?
Sure. Go ahead.
This was a few years ago when I was speaking, but I was speaking at a golf course that was up in Sacramento, and I'm sitting out in the parking lot, kind of like waiting to go in. And I was watching, you know, the groups of the people and the men that are dragging their golf clubs or getting a cart and they're driving them. But there was these four people, two men and two young boys that were probably around 10 or 11 years old. And I remember the guys, you know, that were in the front, and they were like, you know, hitting the pavement, and the two boys were in the back kind of dragging their clubs along. And I went, oh my gosh, you know, when women will say all the time that they don't have access like men do, it really is a true thing, because men, I mean, boys are even groomed to that. You know, they're groomed to golf. They're groomed to build those relationships that get on the golf course, and girls just don't have that. And so I think mentoring takes on a really bigger element for women. And I have no idea what it looks like. We've got a couple of ideas that we're kind of like ideating on and figuring out, but we just need to really get women more access to opportunity, and aligning young women with the business community and seeing what that looks like without coaching or training, we think is going to be a really big thing. So those are my two things. That was my story where I got my big idea about men and young boys. And I went, oh, we don't do that as women. And we need to do more of that, you know, that mentoring and bringing them along.
That's awesome. So I wanted to ask you about your book that you wrote.
Oh.
Can you share with our listeners about your book?
I would love to. It's my second book. But again, this came from CWI. Years ago, I mean, I mean it when I say years ago, we had a member. I mean, it always is funny to me that things stem back from member ideas and a powerful question. We had a member that said to me years ago where she said, Michelle, I love our panels where we interview, you know, such fabulous women. She goes, but she goes, men are still, you know, at the top of the helm. And she goes, I'd really be curious to know what men think about women's advancement. And I was like, whoa. It was just those mind blows, right?
Right.
Like, what a great idea. So in San Diego, which is where we started these panels, we, you know, affectionately call them, you know, the man panels. And it was muy infamosa for us in San Diego. So I gathered for our first one, five men, you know, that were executives and CEOs and whatnot. And we put them on a panel. And first of all, I was really surprised that these men said, oh yeah, I'll sit in front of a room of about 150 women and I'll tell them what I think they do that sabotages their success in business. Yeah, no problem. I mean, it was, you know, watching five men walk up on stage and not know if women were going to jeer or yell or agree or disagree, you know, that was the fun factor for me. But at the end of the day, one of my friends who was on the panel for the first one, he went out to a bunch of his colleagues and he sent an email and told them he was on this panel and said, you know, I'd really like your input. He goes, what do you think? He goes, I have my opinion. And when he told me this, and then he kind of shared some of the results of it, that was where I said, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be interesting if we could capture and bottle and put together like snippets and tips and strategies from men on their opinions of how women sabotage their success in business. And so for 3 years, I went out and interviewed every executive I was introduced to, every CEO, every line manager in different industries, different positions, different places throughout the US. And I captured all that information and put it in a book that's called How Women Sabotage Their Success in Business According to Men. And it was probably one of the most fascinating, can't believe I was able to do this kind of experiences I ever had. You know, like, I'm not I'm not a university researcher or some sort of statistician, but it was just these pure, rich, authentic conversations. And there was one question, Z, that I asked men to determine if they truly were authentic in what, you know, they were sharing with me. Because there were some jerks and idiots that I tried to get access to. But for the men that were authentic, you know, I asked them one question. I said, you know, who's the most admired female you admire? You know, I mean, who would that be? And I'm thinking, oh, they're going to come back with, you know, Oprah Winfrey or Hillary Clinton or, you know, anybody in politics or Hollywood. And probably 90% of the men, I mean, I can't remember the stats because I don't have it in front of me, but a lion's share of the men came back and said, my mom. And for a dude to say that, I was like, okay. And then my other question was, why do you think women should, you know, hear this? And so many men would say, I have daughters, I have granddaughters, and they see how difficult it is differently than boys, you know, for advancement. So I thought from those men, I really captured some great information of what women can do differently, you know, as they navigate not only their career, but if they're building a business. I mean, some of the same principles apply. But yeah, it was fascinating. And I loved every minute of it. And I'd like to do it again.
Wow. Wow. That, you know, I've read the book. The book's phenomenal. I highly recommend it. So how can people connect with you, Michelle?
We have a lovely website. I'm happy to share my email, but our website is probably the easiest way to get a hold of me. And that's connectedwomeninofinfluence.com. So there's a contact us there. Or more than happy, if you are a professional woman or a leader, to invite you, you know, to attend one of our virtual events as our guest for engagement. And you can email me, Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, at connectedwomeninfluence.com. I don't think I have the longest email in the world, but it's a long one.
Yes, it's a long one.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for coming on to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music and explore the secrets to success in technology, music, and business. Thank you so much. And to my listeners, until next time.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends, and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app, we global, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.